I know now that that was my first contact with Abraham, but we didn't know that. We meditated every day for about 9 months. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we missed a day. I think we meditated every day for 15 or 20 minutes. And right before Thanksgiving of 1985, while we were meditating, my head began to move around very gently. It was a nice sensation because I was already in that sort of state of numbness, and so the movement enhanced that. It was almost a feeling of flying. And I didn't think anything of it, except I knew I wasn't doing it, but it was so pleasant, I don't think I gave it much thought. And so my head moved like that for 2 or 3 days while we meditated. And on about the third day or the fourth day, I realized my head wasn't just moving around. I was spelling letters with my nose, like my nose was writing on a chalkboard. And I said, "Jerry, I'm spelling the alphabet with my nose." And when I said this, this wonderful and intense waves of goosebumps and thrill bumps just moved all through my body. I have not experienced anything since, and certainly nothing like that before. It was wonderful. And then they spelled, "I am Abraham. I am your spiritual guide. I love you. I'm here to work with you." And so Jerry got his notebook, and we communicated like that for many hours every day. We were so excited that we had made contact with...
We had about 2 months of that, didn't we?
It's hard for me to remember exactly, but it seems like it was about 2 months. And then one night we were laying in bed, and I had my arm laying across on Jerry's chest, and my hand began to thump on his chest, and I said, "That's not me. It must be them." And I just had this really strong sensation that they wanted me to go to the typewriter, and so I went to the typewriter and I held my hands out over the keyboard, and they moved my hands with such power. Jerry was standing there ready to grab my hands because
we didn't really understand what this was.
And we weren't sure how precise they were. He didn't want them to hurt my hands because there was so much power behind it. But they were very careful. They touched every key many, many times, and then they spelled the alphabet, and then they wrote, "I want to type, I want to type, I want to type," with no capitalization and no spaces between the words, about a page of that. And then they began typing a message, and they asked that I go to the typewriter every day for a few minutes, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so that's the way we communicated for the next 2 months. And then one day we were rounding a corner on the freeway, and it is not banked very well. And we were in our little Cadillac Seville, and there were 2 18-wheelers with trailers, one on either side of us. And both of them were crossing the line coming into our lane, and I had this powerful sensation that we were about to be squished. And with that intensity of that emotion, they began to speak. It was not so different from yawning. You know how you cannot suppress a yawn? It was that sort of sensation of that tugging or power in my jaw. And so as I relaxed to that, then these words came out, and they said, "Take the next exit." And we did. We sat under that underpass and talked for many hours that day.
It was exciting.
So from that moment, that first speaking led to the books that they've written since, and the many wonderful tapes and the workshops. In the beginning, we weren't going to tell anyone about it. It was just going to be for us. We had just a handful of close friends that we let come and hear Abraham. And it was about a year before we opened up to the public, as we're doing now. It's been a wonderful experience. I'm never able to find the words to express the exhilaration that I feel for this work with Abraham. I seem to have always known what I most want, and much of it I've already found the ways to achieve before meeting Abraham. But what Abraham has brought to my understanding has been an absolute clarity of how I'm getting or not getting, and with that knowledge, we have complete control. There are no bad breaks, no unlucky days, and no moving with the tides that have been moved by someone else. We're free. We're the absolute creators of our experience, and we're loving it. And now, Esther's going to take a moment to quiet her conscious thinking mind, and she'll bring Abraham in, and Abraham will give the rest of the material to you.
Before I do that, I just wanted to say that I think Jerry and I have been a very good combination for bringing this process into our experience. In other words, I know then the reason that Abraham is speaking through me is because I'm married to the question asker of the world. I know that it is out of Jerry's powerful wanding to evolve and to grow and to teach and to know more than he knows now. It's through his wanting, I believe, that Abraham came to us. And somehow through my allowing, I don't think that Jerry would have allowed himself to receive just out of the blue in the way that I did. And I've never wanted to know like Jerry wants to know. So I think the combination of his wanting and my allowing is what has made all of this possible. Mm-hmm. I'll just take a minute and I'll go get Abraham.